Eshkoch, good morning all. So we have made it through the entire Slicho season, and now we're up to Erev Rosh Hashanah, the day before Rosh Hashanah. And so what is a person supposed to be doing with their time the day before Rosh Hashanah? And so the answer is there's actually a lot to do, other than just preparing for Yontif, which in itself is, of course, a very special and beautiful and important thing to do. We're told that we should be involved in Torah, mitzvos, and teshuva. We should be involved in learning Torah, we should be involved in doing mitzvos, and we should be involved in doing repentance as much as we can the day before. And in particular, there is a custom that some have, or as the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch writes, Nagu Kulam, that everyone has. I don't think everyone nowadays has this custom, but there is a custom to fast on the day before Rosh Hashanah. Not that you should be fasting the entire day, but that at least you should be fasting until around the time for Mincha, and then you should never go into a Shabbos or a Yontif very hungry, so you should go ahead and make sure you eat something that will satisfy you before Yontif. But there is this custom to fast, and there is also, of course, the custom to ask for mechila, to ask for forgiveness from all of our friends for all the things that we might have done wrong throughout the year. This is a very, very lengthy discussion as to how and what and when and why a person should ask for forgiveness. But in general, try to just, when you could go through your entire year and you think of all of the things that you may or may not have done wrong to people, just these sort of sweeping statements that I hope everyone forgives me or whatever, that may not be the most appropriate thing. But to specifically actually sit down and think about if you have wronged anyone, so you should go ahead and ask forgiveness from those people, if you can specifically think of something that you might have done to wrong them. There is, of course, a custom as well to take a shower, which is highly recommended before Yontif, and to take a haircut before Yontif as well. There is another custom, of course, for one to be tovel themselves, to immerse yourself in a mikvah. There is an old custom also, perhaps, to tovel other items of your household, but at the very least, one should be tovel themselves, ideally before Rosh Hashanah. And then finally, there is an old custom as well to be matir your neder, to any promises you might have made throughout the year, to be matir nedarim on the day before Rosh Hashanah, in which we usually have three men sit down, and then we have like a beis din essentially that is set up, and then anyone who can come to annul their vows is welcome. But it's critical to realize that this is not a prayer, right? So meaning in general we are supposed to understand the prayers that we say, but perhaps there is value in saying prayers even if you don't understand every single last word. When it comes to being matir your neder, to annulling your vows, you need to actually understand the words. It's an actual legal process that's happening here. So if you don't know the Hebrew words that you're saying, then you should probably go ahead and say it in English. And people may look at you funny, but that's more of a societal fix that we have to work through. You should understand the words you're saying at the very least, so that you can properly annul your vows. And this is an important practice that we have the day before Rosh Hashanah. God willing, tomorrow we'll be speaking about the halachas of Rosh Hashanah, and we'll go on from there. But for now, we will conclude with the Rabbi's Kaddish. Rabbi Chanan.